I rise today to respectfully ask my colleagues to support this amendment to Senate Bill 1195, legislation that updates Act 175 of 2014 to ensure the General Assembly has a voice in Pennsylvania's compliance plan for the Federal Clean Power Plan.
Thank you.
The amendment before us today represents a compromise agreement between the General Assembly and the Governor that will allow this measure to become law. As most of my colleagues are aware, the Clean Power Plan is essentially a set of rules to limit carbon emissions from existing power plants across the nation. Under this plan, Pennsylvania is required to develop a state-specific compliance plan and submit it to the Environmental Protection Agency. Shortly after EPA issued the new regulations, we passed Act 175 of 2014, which defined the process, the steps, and actions required of the State Department of Environmental Protection before the Commonwealth could submit the compliance plan to EPA. However, that timetable and process was disrupted this past February when the U.S. Supreme Court placed a hold on the federal mandate and set aside the September 2016 deadline for states to file their implementation plans. The federal ruling essentially made the timeframes established in Act 175 unworkable. Senate Bill 1195 basically resets the process, resets the clock specified in Act 175. This amendment we are considering further refines the process of the General Assembly's review of the state plan and ensures that there will be ample opportunities for public participation in the legislative review if it results in any modifications to Pennsylvania's plan. That is something I strongly support. It is important that a review be public and transparent to ensure that any plan submitted to the EPA by DEP is sensitive to the reliance of Pennsylvania's economy that it has on responsible development of our God-given energy resources. For decades, the district I represent has been known as Power Alley. We are home to three very large coal-fired power plants, a coal refuse plant, and a natural gas plant. The economic vitality of my region depends on these power-generating facilities and the fuel they consume. The global downturn in the energy economy is well known, and the district I represent has taken its share of body blows during this difficult time. That's why Senate Bill 1195 is so vitally important. It sends a message to the hardworking men and women who keep our energy needs met that we in the General Assembly will have their back as these new regulations are adopted. The review by the General Assembly will provide for a wide spectrum of opinions and regional perspectives. It moves the process beyond the limited confines of DEP bureaucracy and allows all stakeholders and public interest groups to provide their viewpoints to respective legislators. In fact, we are already hearing from those stakeholders, most notably the several organized labor groups whose members could be directly impacted by the Clean Power Plan. Senate Bill 1195 is strongly supported by the AFL-CIO, the Pennsylvania State Building and Construction Trades Council, the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, the Boilermakers Local 13, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and the United Mine Workers of America. With the livelihoods of thousands of coal, electric generation, and construction workers, and the well-being of their families at stake, it is imperative the General Assembly retain the opportunity to consider the Clean Power Plan's impact on Pennsylvania, as intended when the Act 175 was passed. Mr. President, Senate Bill 1195 is common sense legislation that will help protect the thousands of families sustaining jobs that so many Pennsylvanians rely on.